looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
Long live the king.
Here's Johnny.
I am your father.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Why so serious?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
And
I'm king of the world!
King of the world!
You know, there are people who've seen Titanic more times than they've gone to the dentist. A dozen. 25 times. James Cameron's 1997 film won the Academy Award for Best Picture. It was the highest grossing film of all time for many years. But one of our producers, Oliver Dearden, had never seen it. So for the latest of our open-ended series of great films you may quote, but actually missed, we asked Ollie to see Titanic, and he joins us in our studios. Ollie, thanks for being with us.
It's my absolute pleasure, Scott.
Set up the film for us.
Okay, so it's kind of Lady Chatterley's Lover meets The Love Boat meets The Poseidon Adventure, except that bit's actually real. The ship did sink in 1912, and then there's all this gubbins that's stuck onto it to get you to that point with some flashback stuff thrown in and a treasure hunt.
That's pretty good. I'd missed the Lady Chatterley's part. I mean, what was it?
The main protagonist, Rose, is trying to have it, you know, with a bit of rough down in steerage. So I guess that's the kind of the Lady Chatterley right, to his Mellors.
Been a while since I've seen the film. Remind me what happens. Titanic makes it safely to New York and everyone lives happily ever after, right?
Well, there's something a bit goes awry in between that not happening. They set off on the maiden voyage. All the well-to-do people get on, and then this young whippersnapper, he wins a card game.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Gets a ticket and gets on just as the boat's leaving, having convinced a man he doesn't have lice.
Yeah, right. And, of course, Kate Winslet plays the ingenue.
Yeah, she's a forlorn young woman who loves art and wants to be free, and she's engaged in this kind of forced marriage because she's from a well-to-do family that's gone bust, and she's been...
This is Billy Zane.
Yeah, she's been paired off to Billy Zane with hair, who is a Pittsburgh or Philadelphia tycoon's son, so he's minted.
Yeah, yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio's character is also an accomplished artist, right?
Well, he's a 10-bob Thrutney bit sketch artist who's been making a living around the world drawing people in charcoal. I mean, he's not Monet.
All right, but he's charming enough and gifted enough to get Rose to pose with, how do we say this, the classic artistic Greek manner.
That's nice. What is it, a sapphire?
A diamond. A very rare diamond. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this.
In the
catch,
buff.
Catch my... Yes, in the buff. Okay. All right. Look, a controversy that has persisted ever since the film came out 20 years ago. Do you think both Rose and Jack could have lived, that there was room for both of them on that door?
Well, there probably was, but they weren't very good at balancing. They tried it twice, and then they gave up.
Now, the show Mythbusters actually did a segment a number of years ago where they said that with some slight or more than slight alterations, the door could have floated and they both could have survived. But James Cameron, the director, pointed out, you know, it would have been lower in the water and the water was 28 degrees and they both would have died of hypothermia.
That's true. Now, I ask you, why didn't she scream out, that boat's going away? And she's just and then she manages to jump in the water and get the guy with the whistle. She could have, the boat didn't need to go away at the end. There were so many times when she could have saved herself.
You're suggesting, of course, that they needed Jack, the DiCaprio character, to die in order to complete this love-struck fatal romance. Right?
I think he needed to die because, I mean, as evil as he was, you just knew that Cal, the Billy Zane character, was going to make it. I mean, he was pretty despicable. He was awfully awful.
I mean, the test of a film that survives is, do you talk about it to your friends later? Do you say, oh, and this reminds me of the time, this and that? Any of that since you've seen Titanic?
Well, I've been grumbling a bit to my wife about it. It was very long. It was. I was expecting to hate it, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I thought this film would be long, schmaltzy, but actually the end, he really got that bit right. The drama of them dying and then seeing all those bodies floating like corks, just frozen stiff. You think, yeah, that was bloody awful.
Make you want to go on a cruise anytime soon?
Not really. Not really. But I wouldn't, if I did, I wouldn't go in steerage. Although, the steerage, well, this is the other thing.
They have fun in steerage.
Steerage, he goes,
that's where there's dancing and celebrating and, you know.
He wants to go, you want to go to a real party. Truth be told, that real party would have been full of diphtheria, whooping cough, lice. You know, they wouldn't have had all the Guinness in there. There'd been people being really sad, trying to get away from England to try and start a new life in America. They wouldn't have been that happy.
Well, Oliver, we're so glad that you started a new life here. Thank you.
Yeah, I can tell you what, economy class flying over from the UK is probably not too different from steerage. But at least you get free peanuts and booze.
Oliver Dearden, a producer here at Weekend Edition, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Ollie, let's sing them out, okay?
Let's sing them out. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Oh, there's the iceberg one.
Yeah.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the river. And if you see a polar bear on an iceberg, don't forget to shiver.
Is that really a song?
Well, I'm not singing the other one.
Every night in my dreams, I see